If you ask a spiritual being, where is your source? Where is your center? What is it that gives you the ability to understand these great miraculous things? They will point to their heart. And so heart consciousness is very different than head consciousness. The head consciousness is one which tries to analyze it, tries to figure it out, and has a great deal of difficulty with it because it's coming from this position of separateness. The heart is your intuition. The heart is the part of you that says, I know and I trust and it works for me and I don't have to convince anyone else of it. And once you have this, even prayer becomes not like most people think of prayer as like God is like this huge vending machine in the sky. All right? And I put in my tokens and I behave in a certain way and certain things are going to come to me. But there's an authentic kind of prayer that is very different than this. And this kind of prayer is one in which your prayer is in communion with God rather than separation from. When I have trouble, if I'm writing and something doesn't seem to come, if I am struggling with any concept in my life, if I don't feel well, even if I have a little bit of a fever or something like that, whenever I feel out of balance, my prayer isn't fix me. My prayer is, I am with you. Help me as the ocean helps that which it particularizes. Help me to find within myself the ability to know what to write. I turn it over to this higher part, but it's not something that I'm ever separate from. That's trust. That kind of trust, in combination with knowing that you're no longer afraid of being God. Know ye that ye are God's, and I am in you, and you are in me, and I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. It's like this is something that we are being taught, and yet we have been conditioned almost to subscribe to another idea which says that I am not trustworthy, I am separate from, I can't do those things. That has to be transcended. You have to understand that in terms of people using it to give fear to you. And our greatest fear is the fear that we're going to be alone, that we're going to be abandoned. But this universal intelligence that is everywhere, this divine intelligence that is universal, that is in all things, how can it abandon us? Wherever we go, it's there. When you trust in that and know it without any doubt, you begin to see it everywhere. You see it in the flowers. You see it in the sunsets. You see it in your babies and in your mother-in-law. You see it in all places. And what you're doing when you see it is you're recognizing that I am worthy and I am important. And I am significant. Yes, I am connected to God. I am what God is doing. And that's the subject of the next principle, honoring your worthiness to receive it. Thank you.